Primal of Shabbos, in the middle of Simon Shin Men Vav, which the halachas of Irvin and Torah, this is on Rish Aleph and Aleph, the end of the Ramah. The Mechaber 7 Siv Gimel regarding this interesting halacha of a karfif, that's more than basic sign. If it wasn't hukaf ladira, Chum said you're not allowed to carry but in dollar amas, but you're allowed to carry from it to another karmelis. So Ramah said, okay, therefore you have a ramification. You're allowed to take a key from a karmelis as a lifnei gina to open and close and to put the key back, as long as you don't have between them this iskupa, this doorstep that's rishus hayachid. If it's less a gevayas or a chababa, or it has two mechidzas on the side, which then you have the third one, which is pitegir desaisim, which is rechav and arba, and you have a mashkif that's rechav arba, then it's rishus hayachid, even though it's not gevayas. Said, but you're not allowed to take in from the scuba the other way around, because you're concerned that maybe you won't have a tikkur arba. Then if the scuba is not three tvachim high, then it has the halacha of what's in front of it. Even if it is three tvachim high, since all our rishuyas are karmelis, we say matzah minis minay b'neir, like it explained in the submission sabachay. Now that's where the Ramah continues. V'chein also matikru ruchav harbe. If the roof is very wide, the ein la mechitzas minat stadim, and there's no walls from the side, Dina Kershus Shalafaneha also has the same halacha of what we spoke about, having the halacha of the Rishus that's in front of it. Chayin Begagin Shalon, so to our roofs, Habolton Lefne Habotim, that stick out, that protrude in front of the homes, Dina Kershus Shalafaneim has halacha as the domain that's in front of them, that's Agoz Marche, Perkama, the Shabbos. So this is Mishbrus of Katan Chavtes. Chayin Imatikra, so too if the roof is very wide and there's no walls from the side, says has halacha like the rishos in front of it. Like it's common by the roofs that in front of the stores. Shemitzin akaris lachutz that they stick their beams out. Umechap nalim in the sarm, and then they cover it over with boards. Sivkat and lamets. The halacha is dinik rishos shalavna has halacha like the domain in front of it. Okay, and therefore asal hachdas b'men lufnim. So now bring in from that area to into the store, since there's no partitions, there's no walls. Now, lin lahitzi lachutz. Now, regarding carrying out, you would see the karmelis if on the side of it was a karmelis, it's mutter permitted. The ma'irushas ram would see that if it was a public domain on its side, also lahitzi now carry out the kibush mekayra, since it's roofed. Yeshul ledin karmelis has aloha like a karmelis. Okay, now besimet shemim hey. So if you doubt, you should now carry out to a rishas ram. Sivkan lamed alvachim megagim chulus. So to our roofs that stick out in front of the homes, has the halacha like the rishus in front of them. Kutzba Taz writes, "Become a vora suffik." Here you see the doubt from Mistabkim by Harba Noshim that many people are not sure about. Bringing habayis regarding the house, sheesh lefon of letzad rochev that you have in front of it, facing the street. Gag by little rochev, you have a roof that's protruding into the street. Shikurin b'lochayin Ashkenaz fear libid. Ma dinam, they want to know what's the halacha. The Dirshu shows the picture. You see like a regular home or apartment building. You have this awning with two pillars holding up the awning. Question was, Madin, what's the halacha michal tal to l'sham in the bayis? Can you carry from there into the house? The harba time leimer, many make the mistake to say, take our bayit l'ruchayim. Yeah, we have a beam stick down into the street. Yorid b'saisim. So it's like you view this virtual wall coming down and sealing it off. Have a kilabon at the matam arts as if it's built the wall all the way down to the ground. And from here you see explicitly the derech shetachas agag that the path that's beneath the roof, kirshush lefnehem, is like the domain in front of them. I ain't shab look over there. That's all lachem right. That no, you can't carry into the house from there. Matikunim. So how could you remedy this? Shimish leblitas agag. That if the protruding roof has a mudim atzad rochev, has these beams on the side of where the street is, which the Sharat Sinai Siddhal says the same thing is, if let's say you make konim, you make these some type of posts. So says Mishmur Yamin Mechubin Kenegdam, you should make it stand precisely opposite them. Gam konim atzad abatim, also poles on the side of where the house is, which the Dirshu 25 brings the picture also. Basically the same awning with those two poles, the two beams in front, you make two poles that's flush with the building. It says, Mishbur b'yeh l'agag chaleim, now the roof that's atop of them has din teruzah pesach, has halacha of of the form of an opening. It's like, because it's like you have these poles that are on all four sides, so it's like a form of an opening. But then it's a vessel, b'chol shlosh tzedakim come out. There's three open sides. Obviously, one side is where the building is. You have a tzedakim pesach, which is okay, blocks it off. Now, if it's from many homes that stand one near the other, in tzorach lasa l'chabayis, the bayis don't have to make it for each and every house. Rather, you make this remedy b'shnei batim shalim d'masayif by the two homes that are standing at the edge. One on one end and one on the other end. Which the Dershir 28 brings a picture, like an apartment building, which many entrances, you just do it from the only covering from one end to the other end. Tashar Tzin Oista Zayin brings, the Lachar it seemed that by regarding this, you have to be careful that you shouldn't have between one house and the other house three tvachim. It says the Mishmur further, he says, then obviously you have to have an Eruv Chatzeris, that, you know, allowing the carrying in the shared area of all these different apartments. And then you could bring in and out from their homes to that area beneath the one, and also the, you know, the reverse order, say the Achrein. In all cases, you're not allowed to carry in and carry out from the public domain beneath the roofs, and so to the opposite, says the Chai Adam. That is from the Shusar Adam. The Shai Tzin Lois Yitzayin says that even if you did not make a tikkun, a kaponim, it's a karmelis, because that it's roofed, and even, obviously when you make it into the Shusar Yachid, you can, but even when you don't, it's at least a karmelis, and you can't carry into the street. It says, Mishmur, behind you, that is Kishol Yerachal Ablitar Ba'atvachim. That's if this protrusion, this awning, was a width of four tvachim. Then you have an area beneath it, Shem Karmelis, the name of a karmelis. It's not like we said, it takes on the rishus that's in front of it, which would be the rishus ram. It's this type of merpesa, type of like a porch. It's near the hotels. And the roof rests on the beams. So to our roofs that stick out in front of the home, says Allah, like Yeshua's in front of them, the only going right is that by our roofs, which are slanty, even if there are machitzas from the side, it's also not effective. They should be permitted to carry from there into the house. And even if the machitzas are four tefachim wide, because you don't say particular recitation because it's slanty, like it's where the submission Zabachalf said base. If that's the case, you only have three machitzas, which would make it into a karmelis, because submission Zabachalf, that we mentioned that what we wrote over there. The maskal habaltim lefne habatim, regarding our roofs that stick out in front of the homes. So look, Mishbu, we wrote name nachreinim, a tikkun for regarding this. They should make it to a pesach. This is in Sif Katan Laman Aleph. That we said, you should make a tzurza pesach from all three sides. Now, even at the Taz and Simcha Shin Samachay writes that even the tzurza pesach is not effective regarding this because he's concerned with the Pindi Rambam that's brought in Simcha Samach Beis of Yud. All the Achreinim, they quote the halacha to be lean like this Magen Avraham. Vesmei writes that even according to the Rambam, you can lean regarding this, look over there what his reasoning is. Specifically, according to what we wrote in Simcha Shin Samach Beis of Yud, Mishbur, that up until Tanamas, you don't have to be Machmer. When you have parts of Rubaloim at the breached area more than the closed area. If that's the case, so those Tzurus HaPesach that are from the sides, for sure they're like full-fledged machitzas, because they're not so wide. If that's the case, you have three full walls, and it doesn't remain only that side that's facing the street, which is very wide. And one side, according to everyone's going to help the Tzurus HaPesach in all situations, like the way we wrote over there. It says, you should know that this, that we did not quote the words of Maril, the words of Morgan Abraham, Because all the Achrayim, they respond to what he says, as Brent and Machzah Shackle. If that's the case, if there's no roof that's sticking out a slanty, you don't have to have three sides towards a Pesach. And it's not for two sides. And the third side, since it's not slanty, will be permitted through P. Tikra, that, you know, the mouth of the beam is like we view it as if it's coming down and sealing off the area. Some of the deer shoes. So middle dish 25 regarding this awning. If the end of the house, which is where you put the poles, are not precise opposite the beams, for example, let's say the awning becomes narrower or wider, like the dish has the picture that the awning is wider than the building. So near the building, it's going to be, the poles are going to be where the building is, not as wide as the awning. Chaznesh writes, even here, it's permitted to carry beneath the awning, because since it's considered a tzuras ha-pesach, even on the lachs and on the diagonal. Dish number 26. Regarding a mashkes, a lintel, simply, it's understood in the Mishnah Berurah that the end of the roof could be considered as a lintel. Well, the Chaznesh writes that you need to have that the end of the roof should be sticking out below, but the roof itself cannot be considered as a lintel because it doesn't close partially the door, the area of the doorway. Now, in the letters in the Sefer Bina Simcha, he proves from the words of Mishnah Berurah that he holds that the edge of the tikra is considered like a mashkes, where he says, "Be'ilah gag shalim din tzuras ha-pesach." And the one that says the Chaznesh says, "Mafal from the word Mishnah Berurah over here," and he doesn't point this out. Look over there, what Reb Chaim Kanievsky responds. Yosef writes that since the roof covers the whole thickness of the beams that are on the side of the street, so the beams cannot function for the poles of the Tzuras HaPesach on the sides of the house, because we have a rule that the Tzuras HaPesach, the fence is in only from its inner point and within. If that's the case, if we're going to consider the beams as the Tzuras HaPesach on the sides, comes out that the roof is considered as a Rosh HaSiyachet only from the inner points of the beams, and then you can't consider the beams as the Tzuras HaPesach on the side of the street, because since it's only from its inner side, it's considered the Rosh Yachid, comes out to the side of the street. These beams are found beyond the area of the domain, and they don't seal off partly the cavity of the Rishus, and therefore, you have to put other poles near the beams on the sides that are facing towards the house, and you put them in a way that the beams will stick out to the side of the Rishus a little bit more than the poles that you put, as the dish brings a picture that you see that on the inner part of the beam, you have to put another pole on that side. So that you have that the poles are functioning as a Tzuras HaPesach on the sides, and part of the amudim that stick out towards the Rishus more than the poles, they function as a Tzuras HaPesach towards the street. According to the Chaznesh, that you need to have that part of the roof to stick out below, nafkmina by all this is that in a way that the end of the roof that sticks out, the thickness is like the thickness of the beams, that then it has halacha like the upper pole that fills up the whole width of the beams. The Chaznesh writes over there, it removes with this the poles that are on the sides. But if its thickness is less than the thickness of the beams, then it's considered as a Tzuras HaPesach on the sides. Only the part of the beam that the edge of the roof sticks out over there, and the parts of the beams that the roof does not stick out above it, is considered as a Tzuras HaPesach towards the side of the street. Now, in the place where the roof is made in such a way, it's possible to say regarding it that towards the street, they'll say Pitikir Besaisim. You don't have to put poles near the beams because the beams themselves are considered towards the Pesach only for the sides, and towards the side of the street is permitted because of Pitikur Yad Besaisim. Sushin number 29, Pinchas Chazanish, is that if the breach between one house and the other house is not wider than 10 amas, and the house that's to the side of the street is more than the pirtza that's on the side of the homes gets permitted because of oimim merubala parts, and let it carry beneath the roof. He also writes that if you make to the side of the street many tzuris ha-pesach that are not near connected one to the other, rather there's a break between them, so you can judge the places that have a tzuris ha-pesach like oimim, like it's closed, as if there's a wall over there, as the Mishnah Berurah explains later on, that a tzuris ha-pesach considers the place that it's sealing, like oimim, regarding that it should permit when it's merubah al apar, it's more than the breached area. Now, if the length of all the tzuris ha-pesach is more than the places that are breached, so the breached places are permitted from the halacha of oimim merubah al apar. Now, that's dafka, when you don't have over there a pirtza that's length is more than 10 amas, which is not permitted through oimim merubah. For this reason, if there's a roof and there's beams that are separated from by every house, and between the roofs there's a break, so you don't have the beams on the two roofs to permit the area that's between the roofs from the Lach of Tzuris HaPesach, because you're missing part of the lintel of the Mashkef. However, if you don't have between them 10 amas, and you have by the Tzuris HaPesach that are on the side, but middle of the parts like this, where the Disher brings a picture, that you see you have those poles on the end of the corner buildings. So then, it's permitted to carry between the roofs. And even though there's over there a pirtza that's flush from side to side, and many people walk over there, such a pirtza does not make the chatzah forbidden, as Burn Shachanach later on Simshan Samachay Sav Gimel. Right over there in parentheses, maybe Davka, a pirtza that's between a Tzuris HaPesach and a Kaisel is permitted from the Halacha of Merubah, but a pirtza that's between Tzuris HaPesach and another one is not permitted through Tzuris HaPesach on the side. If that's the case, you cannot permit only if to the side of the street that's Tzuris HaPesach and near one another less than three Tvachim, then from the Halacha of Lavid, they consider it through one long Tzuris HaPesach. Dish number 30. This, the understanding of the words of the Be'alacha, that even according to the Rambam, that a Tzuris HaPesach is not effective for a pirtza that's more than 10 amas, only if the Oimid Zimrub El Aparetz, or if a place that it's bigger, that its area is 10 by 20 on 20 amas. It's permitted with a Tzuris HaPesach from all four sides, because the Tzuris HaPesach on the sides, where their width is not more than 10 amas, are considered as two full machitzas, one opposite the other. In the place where there are two full machitzas, possible to permit to two other sides, even according to Rama, through a Tzuris HaPesach, that's more than 10 amas. As you'll see later on, Chanish wonders on his words and writes, it seems fashion that if the Malkam is parts berubai from its four sides, you cannot permit it through Tzuris HaPesach, which is more than 10 amas, even if the two Tzuris HaPesach are only 10 amas. At the end of the day, most of the Malkam is parts from all sides, and it's not surrounded only with a Tzuris HaPesach.